Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She knows how to approach the bench, then cartwheel over it. Outnumbered co-host Emily Campagno. He's so bright he has to turn himself off in the movie theater. Former White House National Security Council aide Cash Patel. She's like a spider web, skinny, white, and full of dead insect carcasses. Fox News contributor Pat Tim. And the Tower of Pisa was fine until he leaned on it. My massive sidekick and the NWA's World Television Champion, Tyrus. Emily, happy birthday.
Aw, thanks.
You got any plans tonight?
This is great.
Oh, that's good. Excellent. Yeah, because it's very late right now. You're not going to go out after this show. It'll be like midnight.
Right. Straight to bed.
Straight to bed, like you always do.
Mm-hmm.
Up at the crack of dawn.
Yep.
Good for you, you psychopath. Isn't it kind of a terrible strategy to force Americans to think about the upside of inflation rather than try to treat it?
Absolutely. What do our tax dollars pay for? That's what I want to know. Let's take San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the most expensive cities in the world to live in. It's why black and brown communities have been pushed out of it. It's why people pay taxes, property taxes alone, in the millions simply to exist there. And yet now they're being told that what their tax dollars do is pay for nothing because they should just barricade themselves in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of the argument by the mainstream media for inflation was, well, coming out of 2020, Americans were the, quote, richest they've ever been. Well, on the backs of what administration was that exactly?
Mm-hmm.
Because the second this administration took the helm, things turned.
Yeah.
And in terms of the tax situation and the inflation that this administration and all of its elitism, its tone deafness, its refusal to connect with ordinary, real Americans. The price of children's shoes is up the highest it's ever been.
Don't I
inflation.
Know that?
Exactly. Since they started keeping records. There you go.
Yeah.
Furniture, heating the home, up $700 estimated this season. These are things that everyone has to deal with that affects every single ordinary American, except for the people in this administration that continue to tell us that we are the enemy, we should just shut up and take it, and yet keep paying more taxes to pay for these crime-ridden neighborhoods that don't protect us.
And just, I know people laugh, but like there is a strategy to buying children's shoes because they're cheaper, even at the same size, than the adult shoes. That's why I shop at Gap for Kids.
That's true. That's a bonus.
Cash, you know what I find really funny about this whole thing?
That I also shop at Gap for Kids?
Yes. That jacket. I've seen that before.
It's extra large.
Oh, there you go. See what I mean? You know what's weird is that the left creates the policies that then they beg you to lower your expectations for. The perfect example is we're for defunding the police, but now you have to barricade yourself. So it's like now up to you to face the consequences of their own policies.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, Minnesota's a perfect example, Seattle, whatever you want to talk about it. And I always go to gated communities. It's kind of the perfect example. So many on the left live in these gated communities up on the hills in these vaunted palaces. Mm-hmm. And until the crime actually hits them, then when it does hit them, they say, Donald Trump, you screwed up. We're getting attacked. And we have to actually put criminals in jail. But again, the left continues to put criminals in jail, lets them out the next day, and then they go out and rape old women, which is totally tragic. And it happens monthly, not to mention two-year-olds getting shot in Chicago.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's Trump's fault.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Tyrus, they are counting on our unsophistication to understand what they're doing. Isn't that true? They assume we're all really dumb, right? If they could tell, if somebody's trying to tell you inflation is a good thing, they're calling you an idiot.
Well, you know what, Greg? I kind of got to disagree with you. They didn't ask.
Yeah.
They're not having the conversation. They're not saying, hey, I'd like to have your thoughts. Oh, I already know. I got you.
Yeah.
Less police, more funding things for me and my friends, and you guys will just kind of figure it out. They didn't ask anyone. They have you've yet. Well, I mean, the poor fella can't ask a question anyways. We literally saw that. He tried to ask a hypothetical, and we ended up on an episode of Gilligan's Island. We just never know where this guy's going to go. But unfortunately, the ones who do know, they're perfectly fine with it because, in a way, this is their way of retribution. Mm-hmm. You had 4 years where you kind of did what you wanted and you said what you wanted and you went out and you capitalized on capitalism and you opened businesses. Oh, not on our watch. It's not going to happen. We're taking all that away. We're all going to share everything except our stuff.
Exactly. And the reason why they're doing that, Kat, is to make the population more dependent on the government. They were less dependent on the government under Trump. Now they have no choice because everything's expensive and you get the free money there and that creates.
Yeah, depression. Unless you don't want your house to be broken into.
Yes, that's true.
Then you're all on your own. Mm-hmm. It's, I remember. These are the same people who years ago were saying, remember the victim blaming thing? Mm-hmm. Like if you said, hey, like, you know, maybe, you know, women, you shouldn't walk around in this park, you know, alone at night. That was victim blaming. Mm-hmm. But now if you're like, well, my house is burglarized, it's like, yeah, were you barricading yourself inside of it?
Yes.
As if it were a zombie apocalypse, because maybe you should have done that.
Yeah, that's on them.
It doesn't, you know, that's like, I want the government to do very little. As a libertarian, I want them to do absolutely nothing almost, except for like keep people from stealing my stuff and keep people from killing people and raping people. And that's the part where they're deciding to slack.
Exactly. So, and it's all this other extraneous stuff that they're clinging to. Correct?
Make sure your 2-year-old has a mask on.
I know. They're IDing children.
Yeah.
IDing children for certain indoor activities. Well, I'm often mistaken. But like, you know, you can't ask for an ID anywhere else. You can't get a homeless guy off your porch. You can't do anything like that. But they're gonna force a kid to have his papers, right? The papers for kids are only for potty training. I don't know what that means. Up next, they treat the non-vaxxed with disgust, and their patience is as thin as their crust.
Stay right there. We'll be right back after this.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want a pizza with anchovies and capers? Then let's see your vaccine papers. Seattle restaurant Breezy Town Pizza, which sounds like a joint owned by Eric Swalwell. There I go again. I'm not going to apologize. The intervention didn't take. Anyway, this pizzeria says customers need to be vaccinated even to get takeout. Now, remember, this is Seattle, where thanks to strung out Seattle vagrants, your usual pizza toppings come with a side of syringes and feces. And this is what they're worried about. But like the Kardashians taking pictures of their butts, this was all done for attention. Another unnecessary virtue signal meant to please the masters while alienating the servants. Meanwhile, one master, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, sounds like fun, but it isn't, removed her mask while speaking at a conference in Puerto Rico because she said people had trouble hearing her. But those who couldn't hear her were the luckiest folks in the room. She makes less sense than the teachers from Charlie Brown. Wow, that was an old joke. Yeah, I didn't get a laugh. Randy is also a proponent of universal masking in schools, so it's okay for the students to be unintelligible, but not her. And last, but definitely least, the Biden administration is pushing businesses with 100 or more employees to prepare for the vaccine mandate, despite a court ruling temporarily halting it. Not to worry, business owners. If you have more than 100 employees, you won't by the time Biden gets through with you. An appeals court on Saturday ordered an injunction against the mandate, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues. I know that's hard to understand, so we translated it for Joe. Pink trout booby pickle. Speaking of more nonsense, Joe, what do you have to say?
Look, I just about lost my patience with this. The courts, come on. I don't need the courts. If we were going to give the courts a say, we'd have given them their own separate branch of government. Right? And don't tell me about freedom. Freedom. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. You know who sang that? Randy Weingarten. Back when she played guitar with Quiet Riot.
Iris, would you eat at that place, the pizza joint?
No.
No?
I would not. The fact that if I followed them on Twitter, I'd be mad at myself as it is. the fact that I get my dining instructions from a tweet from a pizza place. Yes. You should be looking in the mirror like, what's really going on in my world? We're like, damn it, I'm not vaccinated. Can't go to pizza tonight. Oh, shucks, hon. What are we going to do? I guess it's Twinkies at home, kids. I mean, when they do things like this, they're literally doing it for someone to tell them, wow, man, thank you for your service.
Right.
But I refuse.
Yes.
If you thank you for your service, if you serve in the military or a policeman or woman, that's it. Not going to say thank you for your service for saying wear a mask. And here's the deal. If wearing a mask is so important and I was giving a speech right now and you couldn't hear me, I would say, I'm very sorry. We have to cancel this. Mm-hmm. If I take my mask off, we're all. So no story tonight, guys. Sorry. Show's canceled. Masks falling off. We can't hear. Yes. Because it's so important.
Yes, exactly. Right,
yeah. Did it ever occur to her that maybe kids and teachers can't hear each other with all the masks?
Her voice is important, Kat.
Right. That's true. Her voice at a conference is far more important to education than kids and teachers being able to hear
each other. But, Kat, you know what gets me is that here, the only reason, okay, obviously is a virtue signal for this pizza joint, but they kind of create the most unhealthy food on earth.
Right.
Right? They are contributing to the leading risk factor for COVID, which is obesity, right? It's people who are severely overweight who are dropping like flies. And I blame the pizzeria, Kat. They're murderers. They have blood and mozzarella on their hands.
I think it's got to be more of a midlife crisis.
Okay.
These people went into pizza. They wish they would have gone into something, you know, with a little more attention involved.
Right.
And so they do this.
Yes. That's an interesting point.
Thank you. I have so many of them.
I wouldn't go that far.
Netflix documentary.
Yes. No, Cash. What Biden is doing is unconstitutional, but you have people saying it is constitutional. How can they say this? How can they say that forcing people, businesses, to do this vaccine is constitutional? It's not. It can't be.
It's not. But what they do is they just tell the media on the left to say it over and over and over again.
Right.
It's true. There's nothing wrong at the southern border. Healthcare is no problem. Critical race theory is a joke. You just keep saying it over and over again, and they buy into it. This pizzeria, I bet, if you looked at its actual profit margin after putting this Looney Tune outfit out, mm-hmm. they're probably going to have 50% increase in business because 50% of the community is going to go in there and be like, I'll pay twice as much for your pizza.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is I got enough problems going to a bar and getting my vax card just for a PBR. When I get after out of the bar a little tipsy, I want to go to the pizzeria without my vax card.
Yes.
I mean, this is just a huge personal problem that I would like Joe Biden to deal with.
This is why I just eat and drink at home, usually in the bathtub, without any water.
Wait, no rubber duckies?
No rubber ducky. Not anymore after that accident. Oh. Took 7 surgeons to get that thing out of me. Emily, how about this? They should require people coming to their pizzeria with a printout of their cholesterol levels to make sure the pizzeria doesn't kill them on the spot with their fattening foods.
I love that idea. And to your point about eating at home, remember, you have to show a vaccination card to pick up a delivery.
Right.
So for you to enjoy it at home, it would have to be someone else with a vaccination card that picks it up and comes over if you are unvaccinated. I love your point about the obesity factor, and that's what this administration has been doing the whole time, is that they've been trying to stretch the emergency and to make this the most paramount, emergent, fatalistic thing occurring for all of us. So they are relying on OSHA to argue that it's legal, and obviously it's not. And
his name's
why.
Cash.
That's my other name.
I meant the occupational safety and hazardous.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever.
Yep, that's it.
Whatever
that's
it stands
it.
For.
That's his name. Very
anyway,
long. They call him OSHA.
I pointed to him because he knows everything. He knows. He knows that what I'm saying is true. Anyway, so OSHA has the authority to issue a temporary emergency rule, right? If workers are facing a grave danger and if that rule is necessary to address it. Mm-hmm. And it has to be feasible for employers to put it into practice. So the administration took that, and that's what they're stretching out. That's what they took the emergency. The emergency extinguished a long time ago. Mm. But this administration is arguing that it is still the most important thing facing all of us today. That's why, to your point, when Randy took the mask off, it's only non-important then in that moment, right? There's always an exception that this administration makes. And my point about that it dovetails in with the obesity is that the number one thing that kills workers here in this world, it's car accidents. Mm. The number one...
I say obesity.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cars
no, in the
what does that look like?
In the workplace.
The bad people are targets.
Right.
For
workplace
the cars.
Accidents or because you're in the workplace. It's transportation events.
Too many points Emily?
It all made sense. Cash got it.
Be clear, his name's OSHA.
Yes.
No! Oh, for God's sake.
Don't bring God into this. Jesus, Emily.
Brilliant.
It's your birthday. You think you can say whatever you want.
Brilliant.
Well, you know what? You're wrong. We are out of time. Happy birthday, and thanks to Emily Campagno. Cash Patel, Cat Tip, Tyrus. I'm Oprah, and I love you, America.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.